you say, oh,
the
boy,
pipes are frozen.
Yeah. And they're biting it, actually.
Well, some of them bust open down here.
What about, still talking about containers, if probably years ago, if you wanted to buy a large amount of flour, something that, that would probably mm-hmm. come in?
Flour?
Yeah.
In large amounts, we used to buy it, purchase it in sacks.
Since you mentioned that, what would you say if you went to the grocery store and made a purchase? The grocer would probably put your purchase in a
bag.
And that would be made out of?
Just a regular grocery bag.
Yeah. Would be made out of
paper.
Would you say that, say if you bought 10 pounds of sugar, that would come in a...
Now?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just 10 pounds, bag of sugar.
Bag of sugar.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What about the type of thing that, you know, made out of this coarse, heavy cloth, that manure or corn or something like that would come in? Or pecans?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Gunny sack is what they call most of them. Those coarse, that coarse, and then they have always, they've used them. I heard gunny sack is about all. And oh, they've also called them corn sacks, the corn heavy, sack.
What about toe sack or croaker sack? Not familiar with either one of those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's see. What we were talking about, the large amount of flour. Okay, it might come in a sack, or what about this thing made out of the wooden staves and all? You would call that a...
Barrel?
Yeah. Ever heard of it coming in that?
Mm-mm.
What about something smaller than a barrel, about like so that people used to pack nails in?
Oh, that's nail kegs is what we call them. Uh-huh.
Do you ever see any of those things around?
Stacy gets them. We buy them from the city, the small kegs of nails.
Stacy's your
street superintendent.
When talking about a barrel, those things that go around the barrel and keep the staves in place, what would you call that?
I never thought of it. I really never thought of it.
Okay, what about this? Years ago, there used to be a craze, these round plastic things everybody would go around.
The hoops.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
Okay. Say, if you wanted to buy a fair amount of molasses or lard, something like that, what would that probably come in?
Lard? We used to get lard in pails in my period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But I know they also had barrels of lard, too.
Barrels of lard. Okay. Have you ever heard anybody around here use the term stand in that way, a stand of lard? Okay. And something you would probably have around your kitchen if you were bottling some kind of liquid or something, in a small mouth bottle, you would use this to keep it from spilling all over
the dish. Funnel?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you saw somebody riding a buggy, the thing that he would crack around the horse.
A whip.
And, talking about, say if a farmer had to take some corn to the mill, talking about the amount he could take at one time, he'd say he's going to take a
load.
Well, what about, say, the amount of firewood a man could carry in his arms at one time, you'd say he's carrying?
That's a load also,
ever heard the word turn used in that sense? Take a turn of corn to mean a fixed amount.
It's a load.
Okay. Or say that electric lamp over there, if it burned out, you would replace the...
I'd put a light in a socket.
Okay. Is there anything else you call it other than just the light? Or the light specifically?
Just the light.
Okay. Or say if you were planting something, a flower, it might come in a, like, what should I think?